the chairs, because you can actually
rotate,
mm-hmm.
rotate and
yeah.
choose and change your position. So welcome set to it, set number two.
Thank you, everybody. Good. And I remembered a thing, which is great, because if that thing weren't in place the way that I remembered it, I would screw up the set. I played once and I tried to reset everything, and I didn't. And now I need to. Cool. Okay, great. So that should be right. So I started out the last set giving a brief description of what you're going to hear, because there's no reason to hide it. It's not too fancy. I've been exploring, experimenting, playing around in my studio with recording in 360 degrees sounds made with my body and my hands, with objects. These are as juxtaposed to field recordings recorded in 360 degrees outside. So you'll hear a number of sounds that are made like inside of a vase, or inside of a mug, or inside of some bubble wrap, or inside of some other things. And then at a certain point, you'll hear also the sound of Riverside Park in between the Hudson River and the West Side Highway. So you'll hear all the strata of that, with bike path, and lower highway, upper highway, the water, the docks, the people yelling at one another, music going by, all the things. This is all recorded with a spherical 360 degrees. Four capsules that are in so 9 out of 10 of the sounds were recorded with like bubble wrap wrapped around the microphone, or like inside a vase, or in an owl mug, or in a, you know, one of these things. And then the other ones were recorded outside, right? And so basically what the system does, I'll preface to say that the system maps the spherical round sound field of ambisonics to the system, and this is not a cube. It's 4 points on a sphere, right? So if you imagine a sphere, you just put 4 points on a sphere, you still get a cube. But what we're doing is recreating the sound field inside of that sphere through the point holes of the speakers at the points in the cube, that, or at the points of the sphere that would make a cube, right? And so the mapping is 1-to-1. And so, and in this performance, I didn't move any of the sounds live. All the sounds were moved because my hand moved over the mic at one point while I was recording. So, yeah.
Sort of inverted then.
Yeah, so like you're inside the vase.
Yeah.
Or you're inside the bubble wrap. Or
bubble wrap is so gorgeous. Oh
mm-hmm.
my god. Oh.
Yeah, there's a tiny little bubble wrap bag, like the kind that you get a piece of jewelry in or something, and then there's a large piece of bubble wrap that I made a device that lets me hold it around the microphone so I can touch it from the outside.
Yeah.
It's like pulling a balloon. Yeah.
Dip your finger in some water.
Yeah.
So the gong sounds are inside a gong, with a gong being, or the pitched material about halfway through is a gong being rubbed with a rubber ball, and that's being moved around the microphone as I play. And then the second thing is a cake pan being rubbed with the rubber ball, getting that tone. And then the third thing is the end of the stick doing the circles. But if you do the circle and you move it around the mic, then in the room you get these dancing kind of circular arcs that happen throughout the physical space.
What was the first super little like difference tone you had?
Right, yeah, the first 3 sounds were a milk frother with a piece of nylon that where I was controlling the speed of the milk frother with my thumb and bringing the nylon very, very close to the microphone so it's like basically the air is pushing the microphone capsule, so you're getting like helicopter sounds. And then I'm just moving that thing around the microphone. And then the second thing is a handheld fan, like the kind you have in the subway to keep yourself from schwitzing, right? So, so like that's around, and then I would like bring it far out and turn it off and then turn it on and then bring it in, and so that way I get like 360 sounds around the outside. Yeah. Oh, that was a race though.
No, that was like chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Like, mwah. Oh, like butter.
Yeah. Oh, and the very peaceful wind field recording is taken next to one of Cage's stone sculptures in the back of Henry Cowell's house in Bearsville. So I couldn't get